Yes, I came here in 1971 till 1975. I was essentially for reasons. One was Germaine Greer, who had just published Female Eunuch, and she became my personal tutor. The Shakespearean scholar G.K. Hunter, who was head of the English department, and the book by E.P. Thompson on the files, because those were very, days of protest, and Warwick seemed to be at the center of taking challenges and really trying to consider education as an ongoing process. And there were, as it were, struggles. So I did that, and then I went to become a journalist in Italy over 9 months, but a job became available here, and I applied. I was supposed to come and discuss an MPhil, and when I came here, they offered me the job, so that was it. And then I stayed for another almost 10 years, I think, something like that, teaching. At the beginning, it was a different range of courses, and I did one where I was teaching Italian language, and one of my students was Gordon Sumner, otherwise known as Sting, who me and Paul Luton, who used to teach in the theatre department, we told him, just don't bother. I mean, just go and play music. Although he was very good, and he then bought a house in Tuscany and all the rest of it, and that was good. Another student of mine was General Gowon from Nigeria, the Biafra, really terrible period in African history. And the extraordinary thing is he was ousted as president. He had to run away from Nigeria, and he came here to study international relations. And Warwick had this policy that if you just had English, you needed to study another language. And he did Italian as well. So in that case, I got to know him, and he used to live in Kenilworth, and that was really fascinating. But my main area of study was anti-realist literature, so it was philosophy, English, and comparative literature, primarily Italian. And then theatre courses, and I was really more modern literature, although I did teach a course on Dante as well. And Warwick was at the forefront of these new ideas about education and subjects. So film studies, Warwick was the first modern university to initiate film studies, and my postgraduate degree, my MPhil, was in film. Robin Wood was running film studies then, and I had started this magazine called Framework, which still exists today, 41 years after we started it, and it involved all the students. As John King said, there were dozens of students involved, and we really became, the British Film Institute gave us some money and so on, and we developed this conflict with the approach to film studies that was, well, okay, given the history that I just described, my position on film studies, although the subject has changed a lot and it's now primarily gender studies and other kinds of things, is that I do not consider literature to be the main avenue into film studies. I mean, that's, the script is not a piece of literature. The script is a structure that aims to be something else, which is a movie. So the approach here, I imagine, has changed over the years, and I think it's a necessary part of life, because films can, there are psychoanalysts that give you films to watch as part of therapy. They can teach you about different ways of confronting yourself to the world.